Welcome to another episode of Talking Pest Management. Today's guest is Guy Hendricks. Guy specializing in mapping risks transmitted by insects. In this episode, Guy and Daniel talk about upcoming threats, for example, coming from the tiger mosquito, and if the coronavirus can be transmitted by mosquitoes. Enjoy.
So Guy, thank you very much for making the time. Guy, can you introduce yourself and your business to anybody that's listening and watching?
Hi, thank you for asking me. Actually, it's a great opportunity. Well, I'm Guy Hendricks. I'm actually leading a company called Avia TIS, and we are specialized in mapping risk and more specifically risk of diseases transmitted by insects, vectors, or ticks, or any other little animal who could transmit a disease.
Like, for instance, mosquitoes. Tiger
mosquitoes. Yeah, mosquitoes are top of the list, indeed.
Yeah. So so first and foremost, your company is a tech-oriented company, right? So I guess the product is like a map that shows you a graph and a heat map of where populations grow.
We're very technology-driven. The product can be several things. It all depends on what our clients need. The product can be a map or what you do with the map, for instance, highlighting where there is a risk of a certain insect living, where there is a risk of that disease being transmitted, etc. Or it can be an information system where our client actually collects that kind of information and with that kind of information improves his decision-making process. For instance, what to do about that disease, or how can I protect the public, or where could I test new vaccines, for instance.
Got you. So your company, your clients would probably be like pharmaceutical companies, big pest control operators, associations, nonprofit organizations, and anybody that wants to help provide more health and security for humans, right?
Exactly. Yes. No, that's typically our clients. It starts with researchers, decision makers, over nonprofit organizations or the industry. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And SIPA is a big fan of what you do. The guys at SIPA always, they asked me to interview you, and they also asked us to speak about the tiger mosquito, because I think it's a very popular pest right now. And why is that? I mean, obviously because of the illnesses and viruses it can transmit, but it's coming to Southern Europe too, right?
Yes, well, no, definitely. It is a popular mosquito at the moment, because it's a proper threat. It started invading in the late 90s. It started invading Southern Europe through Italy. It now is well established in Paris. So actually, over one or two decades, the mosquito managed to travel from the south of Europe to a pretty northern area like Paris. And we now, for instance, in Belgium, find eggs regularly in parking lots along highways, because that's how it travels. This mosquito, I mean, people go on holiday in southern part of Europe, they come back with the car, the mosquito is in the car, and then, of course, it's like it's statistics. These cars, they tend to stop on these parking lots along highways, and that's where little populations can get established, and they hop in further each year.
Mm-hmm. But can they be established in these climates? I mean, obviously we have a climate change in our world, but can they thoroughly and slowly be established in, let's say, Paris or maybe more northern countries like, you know, Germany, Scandinavia or something?
Well, definitely. This is not a tropical mosquito. Well, actually, it is. This mosquito originally comes from Southeast Asia and large parts of Japan. I don't know if you remember those samurai movies, but they do have winters and do have snow. So this is a mosquito is used to temperate conditions, so it can overwinter. And that's the secret of this mosquito. It's extremely adaptive, and it can overwinter. This means that the eggs stop developing when the days get shorter, and in spring they start developing again. Mm-hmm. So that's why they pose a risk. Now in the States they are already as north as the Grand Lakes, so they're also, you know, the climate is very, the winters are harsh there, so it's a very adaptive mosquito.
Yeah. And how does your solution help? I mean, how do you monitor? You rely on data from scientists probably a lot, but what's the future? How do you see the future? And how is vector mapping going to be more present and more effective in the near future?
Well, we deal with vector mapping in several ways. First, you know, if you want to make a map, if we want to, you need to measure. You always will need to measure. But what we guide people to is to measure as little as possible so that afterwards they can combine it with the model using other information like satellite derived data, weather forecast, all these kind of stuff, mm-hmm. so that we can then predict using that little information how what the potential is of the species to be there, and then guide the people where to sample. Then once it's in the system, I mean, it can produce models or further be used for control.
Can you maybe tell us a story about one of your customers that used your system and did something with it that was measurably a success or prevented a situation or helped to contribute to a bigger project in which pest controllers or operators could work to prohibit spreading of, let's say, tiger mosquito or something else?
Yeah, we have been a current ongoing example in France. Together with Edialux in France, we are actually helping Idea Rhône-Alpes, which is a local governmental mosquito control agency, and they're using our software to help to map the spread of the tiger mosquito there so that they can keep it measured and monitored. We do the same in Greece. We do, there are pilots actually working in Finland, where there they look at different mosquitoes, and this is in relation with another disease which is called Synbis virus, Pocosta. So there's many examples where our software is used to map the mosquito and then to use that information for planning control measures.
Another thing that I want to ask you is an obvious question, but there has been the rumor for a few months that coronavirus could be transmitted over mosquitoes. What is your comment on that?
it's one of these hoaxes. Coronavirus can, and this I can be sure of, cannot be routinely transmitted by mosquitoes. There are two major reasons for that. One is that there is never enough virus in the blood of patients to infect a mosquito. So a mosquito would get infected very difficultly. And two, the mosquito has no receptors in his gut to get the virus entering his body. So these are two locks preventing it to be spread by mosquitoes.
Interesting.
So again, you can sleep safely, no problem.
Yeah, I mean, it quickly dissolved. Many people in the beginning, I think, were very frightened by it. But obviously, research has helped, I think, also from France to clarify that there is no reason to be anxious about that. Anyways, great to learn from you, Guy. I think you're a tech-driven company that collects data, and data is the new gold. And I think connecting it with weather data and data from various institutions, I think we should definitely have a follow-up conversation at least once a year, so to keep track of what you're doing and what benefits you can deliver for human health and pest control. So thank you for that.
Yeah, no, sure. I mean, definitely we are interested. We can help people collect better data, and we can help people do better things with their data. So on both sides, we can be active, yes.
Beautiful. Always. I mean, it was a big pleasure. I mean, thank you for your time, Guy. It's always great to learn more about these tech-driven solutions, especially mapping, I think, has a great future. Also looking at maybe what tools come to help you measure or collect data, like, I don't know, AI-driven cameras in the near future. That could help you definitely. So yeah, let's stay in touch. I think our audience would be keen to learn what's happening in 6 or 12 months.
Thanks a lot for having me on your interview. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, always. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked it, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Talk to you next week. Bye.